The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it is Radley here with the Angel Tarot Show and your Angelic Weather Report. Angelic Weather Report? Well, if you haven't been paying attention, I did a name change. I changed the name of the Energetic Weather Report to Angelic Weather Report. Let me know what you think about that. I'm super excited about it because I think it really tunes into the connections that I'm so interested in helping you to be able to create. We also have a brand new format. If this is your first time for seeing us in January, things are going to look a little different. So we're going to start, though, by talking about something that's really on my mind right now, and I'm calling it optimistic empowerment. Optimistic empowerment. Optimistic empowerment is where we stay in a place of faith and confidence that we have the ability to change our lives in a way that really does matter to us. Now, this comes a little bit from a concept that was presented to me recently called radical acceptance. Radical acceptance. Especially for you therapists out there, I'm really interested in what you think about that. So radical acceptance is this concept that says whatever is going on in your life that's really difficult and really challenging, if you truly feel like it is unchangeable, then it is necessary to do something along the lines of radical acceptance, where we accept the thing that we cannot change and accept this unhappiness in our life in order to try to help us to find some peace. Now, that's me paraphrasing it in my way of looking at things. When I started looking into radical acceptance, I really got stuck because I believe very much in our empowerment and the law of attraction. And so to me, I had this real challenge of, well, radical acceptance means accepting things the way they are, even though you don't like it. Law of attraction says whatever you believe is what you're going to bring more of. And so I saw this head-on collision between this concept of radical acceptance and law of attraction. I'm not saying that radical acceptance is bad, and I'm not saying that there's not even aspects in my life where I might decide to employ radical acceptance, but I think I've been on this train of believing that we are empowered to make our lives joyful for so long that it's really hard for me to energetically grab hold of this concept that I'm just going to accept something I don't like rather than act on it. And part of that comes from my belief system that the angels really do prod us and kind of the angels, the divine source, prod us and can on purpose make us all the more unhappy in a situation. But they're not doing that in my particular belief system so that we will accept it. They're doing it so we will change it, not so that we will just double down on our unhappiness, but because so that we perhaps will get so miserable that we are willing to make radical change in our life, not radical acceptance. So this brought me all the way back around to this concept of optimistic empowerment. And so I sort of like was been playing with it, and I've got these five steps that I wanted to share with you. So step one is positive self-reflection. So this is where we take a moment to reflect on our strengths and our achievements, our positive qualities, to look at our past successes and challenges that we've overcome, to have this sort of awareness that, you know what, I'm kind of hot and rocking. I'm pretty good. I can make change in my life, and I have made change in my life in the past in a way that was fundamentally powerful and fundamentally important. I have the ability to continue to do that. And then staying in a place of faith with the help of the angels like Jophiel, the Archangel of Beauty and Positive Thought, or Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel that provides us with creativity and motivation, Uriel, Epiphanes, all these angels, our guardian angels, to help us stay in this place of, I've done some self-reflection, I've seen where I've been successful in the past, and I know I can do it again. Step two for optimistic empowerment, set inspiring goals for yourself. So this is all about sort of defining clear, inspiring, and achievable goals that excite you and motivate you. That having this goal that's like, oh my God, that would be the best thing ever. Recently, I posted a meme. This was several weeks ago. I posted a meme on Facebook that said, show me a picture of yourself in 2023 where you were absolutely joyfully happy and nothing else mattered. And so people posted all these amazing pictures. It was so cool. But the thing is, think of yourself in that moment, whatever moment that is for you. Stop and go, this is a moment where I was joyful and happy and nothing else mattered. And then try to find yourself goals that make you feel that same exact way. I totally believe that it's important to like break these things down into smaller steps and manageable steps so that you can make progress that feels tangible to you. Because if you have this gigantic goal and the only way you're ever going to feel like you were successful is if it's completed, then you're possibly going to be setting yourself up for disappointment. And so it's important to have these breadcrumbs, aka Hansel and Gretel, that lead you to home, that lead you back home. Step number three, positive self-talk. Oh my God, 2023 for me was the year of stories. The year of telling ourselves stories that we did not like. And it's like we got so caught up into it and we got so focused on it. We got so absorbed in it. This is one of the reasons why my dear friend Anita Morjani told me in the spring of 2023 to stop watching the news. And I did. And you know what? I am happier. And the world did not careen off its axis. And so it's about getting ourselves in a place where we chit-chat the opportunities, chit-chat the possibilities, chit-chat the with ourselves and with others, the wonderful things that might happen. I have so much optimism for 2024, so much optimism for 2024. I totally believe in my heart it's going to be an amazing year. And I need to stay in that place, and you need to stay in that place. And if you're not in that place, you need to find yourself in that place. You need to challenge and reframe negative thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate a mindset that believes in your ability to achieve your goals and does that because of step two that you did that reminded you of your ability to be successful. Oh, that was step one, actually, positive self-reflection. Item number four, surround yourself with positivity. Seek out other people who are on your side. Seek out people who are going to be standing by your side and going, cheerleader, cheerleader, you can do it, you can do it. 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? You. And so Surrounding yourself with positive people is going to help provide an incredible impact, a profound impact on your empowerment journey. Having people who are doing that, having people who are like going, you're just setting yourself up. This is never going to work. Haven't you learned about this before? You know, that's not going to go well, blah, blah, blah. Chuck those peoples to the side. That is not going to work. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life, and it is not going to help you to make your goals. And step five, take action. Take action. Empowerment is not just something that is not just about thinking positively, but it's also about taking decisive action. It's important to start working towards your goal in small steps, yes, but progress, no matter how incremental, reinforces your sense of empowerment. When you take action and you see something happen, no matter how small it is, then you can see how eventually, if you put one foot in the front of the other, you know that soon you'll be walking across the floor, right? And then out the door. Some people will know where that came from. So those are my five steps for optimistic empowerment: positive self-reflection, set inspiring goals, positive self-talk, surrounding yourself with positivity, and taking action. Taking action. So let's turn our attention now to the angelic weather report we are already in February, heading into February, folks. We really are. It's amazing, but we are headed into February. And so this is the angelic weather report for January 28th through February 3rd, January 28th through February 3rd. I am using two decks today. I'm using Angels and Auras Oracle Cards, my deck that I created with Dougal Frazier. And I'll talk to you a little bit about how this deck works. But I am also using an old-time deck of mine called Archangel Power Tarot Cards, a very successful deck, continues to sell very, very well throughout the world. People just love it. And I wanted to bring it back. Now, why am I using two decks? Well, because I'm doing two different things. First of all, I'm using Angels and Auras deck for the literal angelic weather report itself for January 28th through February 3rd. And this is three cards that all work together to provide you with information that you need about what is the energetic vibe for this particular week. Now, in 2023 and 2022 and before that, I used to pull for you these cards that I called your personal Archangel of the Week. But we tweaked that. We have changed that up. And so what I have started doing is for each card of the week, you've got an archangel that works on the energy that comes from that card. And I have chosen them for you by pulling cards from the deck. Sometimes I choose them because I'm like, no, this is the right one. In today's case, I just shuffled cards and pulled three cards and they were spot on, as they are often wont to do. Now, that does not get you out of your part of this intuitive exercise in the Angel Tarot Show. That's coming up a little bit later. Stay tuned. I think you're going to really like that. But the thing that you need to remember is that in Angels and Auras, there are two aspects about those cards that are different than other Oracle card decks. The first aspect is that these cards are meant to be read upside right or upside down. Upside down sometimes is called reversed or inverted. But they have different meanings based on whether they're upside right or upside down. Also, each one of these cards has color activation. This is a concept created by Dougal Frazier that helps you to understand how energy, wrapping yourself up in the energy visually or physically, basically I'm wearing a color buffet for Dougal Frazier today. But there is a primary color that is in my shirt, if you are watching this on YouTube, that is the color that was in literally every card that we had today. And I'll explain that to you if you're listening on the podcast. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. All right, so let's get started. So the first card we have is card number 20. It's Don't Compromise. Don't compromise. And the card says boundaries, assertiveness, courage, and staying in an unwavering place. Well, you know what? That fits a lot with what we were talking about with positive empowerment earlier. The need to stay in a place of boundaries and assertiveness, courage, and being unwavering. Sometimes we have people in our lives who really want us to do what they want instead of what we know that we need to do. Don't compromise shows up when it's saying you need to stay true to yourself. Now, the color activation for this card is orange and red. Orange energy encourages healthy boundaries and thriving relationships. The color red allows us to perceive the energy exchange with others. Card number 2 is called Renewed Connections, Renewed Connections. But this card is inverted or upside down. When it is upside down, it talks about being feeling isolated, estranged, separated, or holding grudges. Here we have this energy that could be in our life because we decided to not compromise and maybe somebody else is not happy about it. Or maybe we're in this space where we're having to let go of something that we don't really want to let go of, an energy of unforgiveness, an energy of unwillingness to change. But here's this energy, this renewed connections that's saying, you need to make the changes that are necessary in your life. Now, the color activation for this particular card is orange and turquoise. Are you starting to see a theme here? Orange and turquoise. Again, orange energy is activating the natural counselor inside. This energy will help you to navigate any relationship dynamic. Radiant turquoise light will help you release any ill will or feelings that are holding you back from deep healing. And finally, the last card is literally Divine Self, the orange core card. Orange is all over this reading, and I'll give you a little bit more insight into that in just a moment. But this card talks about intuition, balance, connection, and spirit. And so this is where we are connected to our intuition, connected to our divine guidance. It is that part of source of the angels that connects to us, our divine self, and allows us to be able to make the decisions and choices that we need to make. So when we read this all together, we've got you need to not compromise. You need to not let other people get in the way of going where you want, or you might need to do forgiveness work, and your divine self, your intuition and intuitiveness will help you get there. Now, color activation, again, orange is the color of balance and intuition. It represents your highest self, the part of you that fully trusts your perception. Your messages flow clearly and you see light in all things. You see, Dougal talks about orange as being where psychology and spirituality interweave. It's a card that looks for balance and it looks for perceptions. It's when we really want to feel connected, orange is the color that helps us to be able to do that and helps us to be in a space where we can look for calm and a sense of allowing for overreaction to not be a part of our lives. Let's talk about the archangels that can help us with this. With this Don't Compromise card, the archangel that I chose is Archangel Raguel. And Raguel is this archangel that is known for helping us to make friends. He is great at helping people to compromise, but he's also great at helping other people to stay in a place of positive attunement to one another, allowing for harmony, allowing for a sense of a lack of conflict. If you need to speak your personal truth and someone else might not like that personal truth. So Raguel is helpful for the card that is Don't Compromise. The card that I chose, or the archangel I chose for that whole renewed connections thing, is Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel is the archangel of personal peace. And this sense of feeling isolated or estranged or separated or holding a grudge is a place where we are definitely not in personal peace. And so Shamuel can help us to calm those emotions, calm those feelings, help us to be in a space where it's like, you know what? I'm okay. I've got this. And finally, the card, the divine self, that intuition, that psychology meets spirituality. I've got Archangel Haniel. Archangel Haniel is the archangel of intuitiveness and psychic gifts and divine gifts, and helping us to stay in this space of attunement so that we can be able to use our divine guidance and our divine self to make decisions that are helpful to us. So that's your angelic weather report for January 28th through February 3rd. So now I'm going to set aside the cards that are the angels and auras and the energetic weather report. And we're going to go to the next part of the show today, where I give you the opportunity to use your own intuition and your own divine skill sets in order to be able to get an answer to the question of your heart. So for your personal answers that you're going to get, I'm still using Archangel Power Tarot cards. I have taken the cards that I had pulled out for the Angelic Weather Report, and I have folded them back into the deck so that they can feel free to show up again. So what I want you to do right now is to stop for a moment and think about a question that you have, a question, a message, something you'd like to hear from your angels, an answer that you're wanting to get. What does that look like for you? What are you hoping to get from a message that would come directly from your angels? What are you looking for? So while you think on that question, I'm going to shuffle the cards. Wow, they need a lot of shuffling. So you just keep thinking about that question. And now what I want you to do is I want you to tune in. This is purely an intuitive exercise. So do you feel like the answer to your question is card number one? Is the answer to your question card number two? Is the answer to your question card number three? Or is the answer to your question card number four? Which does it feel like for your personal message? Is it card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four? If you chose card number one, you chose King of Michael. In traditional tarot, that's King of Swords. And this card says, wisdom and objectivity are important now. Stay in your integrity. A situation that calls for honest and open communication. So again, think about your question, and here's the answer. Wisdom and objectivity are important now. Stay in your integrity. A situation that calls for honest and open communication. If you felt drawn to card number two, you were drawn to Knight of Gabriel. Knight of Gabriel. This is the equivalent in traditional tarot of Knight of Wands. And it says, time to take action. Time to take action. Great passion for a cause, instinctively knowing just what to do. So again, think about your question. And the answer is, it's time to take action. You need great passion for your cause, and you instinctively know what to do. If you felt called to card number three, then you were called to the card called the world. And it says, a very happy ending, coming full circle, spiritual growth and insight. Hopefully, not, and believe it or not necessarily always, but hopefully for you, it's exciting to think that the answer to your question is a very happy ending, coming full circle, spiritual growth and insight. And finally, if you were drawn to card number 4, you were drawn to a card that I call perspective, but in traditional tarot is called the Hanged Man. And it says, there's a better way. Pause for reflection and insight. Dare to be different. So if your card was number 4, think about this as your answer. There's a better way. Pause for reflection and insight. Dare to be different. That's your personal answer for today. So I want to do just a brief little meditation for you to get you through this week. If you're driving or if your focus is somewhere else, then make sure you don't tune into this too much. You need to stay focused on what you're doing. But we're just going to ask Archangel Michael to help sever our energetic connections to fear and worry and anxiety and anything that is holding us back from being able to stand in our power and to not compromise. We're asking Raguel to help us with any kind of conflict with other people that comes because you decide not to compromise, but to stay on your path. We're asking Haniel to help you to be able to connect to your intuition and your guardian angels to be able to help you to go to the space and place that you need to go to in order to find true joy and happiness in your life. So that's it, folks. If you feel called to learn more about angels, you can get started today by my free download and printable Archangel reference guide that you can find at www.radleyvalentine.com/angels. Totally free, and it's there for you to help you to get started. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We are ending out January. The first month of 2024 is already over. I hope that you are already seeing how beautiful it can be. Thanks for listening. To gain access to my very best teachings, live video calls, useful tips, bonuses, and more, join my magical membership. Discover more at radleyvalentine.com/magic.
I'm Dr. Mona Lisa, and I've been a medical intuitive for over 30 years. Let me help you find new ways to heal physical and emotional problems. Be a part of my Healthy Living Intuitively podcast studio audience every week. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mona Lisa fan page, and Instagram, Dr. Mona Lisa 1, to get that information. I answer audience questions, and you can learn from people calling in that might be dealing with the same things that you are. Follow Healthy Living Intuitively, part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network, and wherever you get your podcasts.